Good evening and welcome to Here There Be Monsters Bare Bones. I am your captain, Derek Hayes. Welcome back to another installment of Bare Bones. Tonight's story is short, but that doesn't stop it from being downright eerie. After all, short and creepy is what Bare Bones is all about. So now, without further ado, tonight's tale. It was the fall of 1999. It was around 9 p.m. I was headed east on Highway 64 from Nashville, North Carolina to Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I was coming from the west side of Nashville, so it was close to a 10-mile drive. Once I got on the highway, I saw a cigar-shaped object completely illuminated with solid light and a yellowish tint. I had always been skeptical of UFO sightings, so as I watched this thing sit fixed in the sky, I ran down a laundry list of possibilities. The sheer size of this thing made me think it was lights across the top of a building, but the biggest building in that area of Rocky Mount is the hospital, and that was far too high to be the top of that building. The only other thing I thought it could be was a blimp, but I grew up next to an NFL stadium and a little airport where the Goodyear blimp and MetLife blimp would launch from. I would watch them fly every Sunday and even during a Super Bowl, so I knew it wasn't a blimp. As I rounded the curve in the highway, I lost it behind some trees for maybe 2 or 3 seconds. When that part of the sky became visible again, the object was gone. There was no sound. There was no light flying off in the clear, dark night. It just vanished. As I approached the area it was hovering over, I noticed 2 airplanes coming out of the southeast. They were small and fast and coming from a direction of the airbase at Cherry Point. Clearly, these were military craft. I took the Sunset Avenue exit and pulled over to the side of the road. I stuck my head out of the car window and looked straight up and could see the 2 military aircraft flying in a tight circle in the general area where the object had been hovering. They did this for 3 or 4 circles and then flew back toward the southeast. Now, it took me about a year before I ever told anyone about it. I reported it to a website based out of Charlotte, but I'd never heard about anyone else ever seeing it. But given its size, I couldn't have been the only one. First off, thank you so much for your submission. You know, stories involving UFOs, followed by the appearance of some sort of military presence, are not at all uncommon. Sometimes that presence comes in the form of a black helicopter. Other times it's some sort of jet. And then there are the infamous men in black. I'd have to say of those options, I'd take the jets any day. As for the object, my first impressions were similar to the submitter's. It's probably a blimp of some sort. But, like they said, they are very familiar with blimps in the area and it did not look similar. I will also add that blimps are not the fastest vehicles in the world. So if the submitter lost sight of the object for a few seconds, and it simply vanished during that time, it's most likely not a blimp. That leaves us with one question. What is it? I'll be the first to say that I have no idea. But I'm really happy that you shared the story. Thank you again for writing in. Thank you all for listening to this week's Bare Bones installment. Check back next week for another mini episode. Remember, if you'd like to submit your story, the number is 1-888-608-NIGHT. Or submit via the web at www.heretherebemonsterspodcast.com. Thank you all for listening, and until next week.